Yeah, well, we get along well because that's pretty much all I use it for is information that I can take in, aka research, or if I need to buy something of particular nature that's only available online, which is becoming increasingly the case because the brick and mortar stores are carrying less and less things because people are shopping online. That's fine. I can buy certain things online, but yeah, it's a different world, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got that right, and it's not getting any easier. Like you say, you know, sometimes just the simplest things that you're looking for, you can't find them in a brick-and-mortar store. And that annoys me, because back in the day, you used to be able to just go up into town and get what you need and come back home, and that's that, Bob's your uncle. But not anymore, and that does kind of annoy me, because you like to keep people in your community in business, but they're being run out. So, no, most of the stuff I do online is, it's like I said before, I was doing a lot of genealogy. I'm contacting, get a load of this, which is really kind of surprising. Sent an email off this morning to the National Archives in Norway, and usually when you do something like that, you're waiting a week or two before you get a response. And the next thing I know, I turn around and there's an email on my box with this image that I'm looking for. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And so I emailed back and I says, okay, can I get this image too? And right away, I was stunned. So when it comes to stuff like that, I am all stuck in. So, NACLC.